The best coverage of Forest and County. This is Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospitals Radio Weekly Highlights Podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and Queen's Medical Centre hospitals. As it was the international break this weekend, there's just the one game for you on the podcast. It's from League 2, where Notts County took on Salford City. Your commentators, Jamie Martin and Richard Smith.
We're underway here at Meadow Lane. Notts County taking on Salford City in League 2. Notts County attacking the Hayden Green family stand in this first half. Cross ball will come all the way across towards Jodie Jones on the right wing. Jones then, faced up by Garber. Jones goes past his man, gets a shot in. Keeper got something on it and almost broke for a Notts County player, but as it is, Salford have cleared their lines. Great effort though from Jodie Jones, just cutting in from his right wing position to have a shot with his left foot. Crowley coming forward, got Jodie Jones out there with him. Jones cuts in field on his left foot, goes past two. Can he wind one up? He can, just wide of the left hand upright. I think Jatta was in an offside position, so there wasn't a pass on there for the Gambian, but Jodie Jones just showing what he can do. It's a couple of times now he's coming off that right wing and cut in on his left foot. Austin then trying to do the same sort of thing, but he loses out on this occasion. And now Salford come away with it. McElhaney is into the box. Shot comes in and it's gone in. Connor McElhaney back in the team today. Puts Salford City into a one goal lead with 31 minutes on the watch. It's his sixth goal of the season. It was an effort that Sam Austin overran the ball, and McElhaney went through on goal and shot from the edge of the 18-yard box to Sam Slocum's right-hand side. 31 minutes gone. It's Notts County 0, Salford City 1. And the referee blows for half-time. Not been the first half that Notts County or their fans would have wanted. That goal on 31 minutes by Connor McElhaney, capitalising on an error from Sam Austin, is the difference between the two sides at half-time. It's Notts County 0, Salford City 1. Underway then in the second half with Jim O'Brien on as a second half substitute for Notts County. Sam Austin has gone over to the right wing. Jodie Jones has gone over to the left wing. And it's a little more balanced, the side now, with Jim O'Brien and Scott Robertson in the centre of midfield. Langstaff coming forward at the top end. Langstaff drives forward. He gives it out wide towards Sam Austin. Clips the ball in. It might break for Dan Crowley. It's 1-1.
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And just as you heard it in Richard's voice there, just the way it came about, cross goes in, it just bounces for Crowley perfectly, and like a rocket, he just shoots it up into the top netting of the Salford goal. And that's exactly what you want from Danny Crowley, and brilliant, brilliant work there to equalise. And now I'd say the game's in Notts County's hands here.
Crowley then on halfway, turns, goes past Matt Smith, plays it forward for Robertson. Robertson then will find Sam Austin now in a bit of space. Can he find a cross? He stands it up towards Alessandro Yatta. Comes out towards the edge of the 18-yard box for Jim O'Brien. And that goes over the top of the bar and wide of the upright anyway. Good effort. 64 minutes gone. It's still 1-1. And now Notts come away with it once again. O'Brien out wide on this left-hand side is Jodie Jones, seeing a lot more of the ball in this second half than he did in the first. Squares it to the right-hand side for Sam Austin. He finds Macaulay Langstaff. Langstaff shoots! Comes off the keeper and goes out for a corner kick. Good effort from Langstaff.
The attendance just announced 9,967, with an away attendance of 210. So Richard, you said about 200, so near enough there. And yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a bit anti-football approach. They've kind of just gone for it, and you know, their captain Elliot Watt's getting them G'd up in a way, but they're just playing nasty football. Notts have got to be careful that they don't concede in mentality to that.
He's gone past Fazell. Gets a cross ball in towards McGoldrick. Golden opportunity there, about a yard and a half out with the ball at his feet, but he just allowed the ball to run over his foot there, but Notts still have it on that far side with Robertson. In the last 5 minutes, it'd be a nice turnaround in form and fortunes for Notts County if they can get a winner in the last 5 minutes. Normally, they manage to concede late on in games. Long ball forward. Smith's underneath it. Ball now for McElhaney. Shot comes in, and Salford could well have won it right at the end again. A long ball forward. It was flicked on by Matt Smith, and McElhaney ran through on goal, put it past Sam Slocum. And with 86 minutes on the watch, just what Notts didn't need to happen. Salford City go and score. It's Notts County 1, Salford City 2.
I just can't describe how frustrating it is, because there's so much quality in this team, but to be giving away individual errors like that and making it as easy as it, a simple tap off the shoulder, and the player that scored has just been let past, and that's poor from Notts County. To concede just before 90 minutes is inexcusable.
Cross ball comes in, Matt Smith heads it goalwards. That's a good save from Sam Slocum, low down to his right hand side. Danger still not over for Notts County. Elliot Watt now stands it up again. Matt Smith knocks the ball over the top of the bar, but that was a terrific save from Sam Slocum. Up towards the edge of the 18-yard box, he finds Sam Austin. Back to O'Brien. Crowley now plays Austin in. Stands it up towards the far post, and it bounces off the top of the bar and out of play behind the goal at the Kop end. Still 2-1 to Salford City with 4 minutes of the added seven to play. It is full time. It's a very disappointing afternoon as far as Notts County are concerned. They've huffed and puffed, but they've not been able to blow the Salford City house down. A goal in either half for Connor McElhaney, pouncing on a couple of errors at the back for Notts County. Where have we heard that before? The only bright spot really was Dan Crowley's goal on the 53rd minute, his 15th of the season. But it has finished here at Meadow Lane. A very disappointing afternoon for the Magpies. Notts County 1, Salford City 2.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sports.